Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time. Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I want to say hello to you, and I want to always remind you that we've designed this show to uplift you and to assist you in developing a deeper walk with God. And we always say that when you develop that deeper walk with God, that better understanding of God, you understand yourself better, your family, your place of worship, and it extends to understanding the world better. And I want you to know, and I want you to receive some hope today for the days ahead, because kingdom living is seeking Almighty God above all else. That's how we do it. That's how we walk in the kingdom, because, hey, history has its eye on you. History's waiting for you. That's right. It's waiting for you. You know, this has been quite a time, and yesterday I was thinking about, you know what? This is almost like an anniversary. I mean, an anniversary of survivors. Yep, an anniversary of survivors. And that's what has happened for many of us. I'm not going to really get much into the anniversary of survivors because I really want to talk to you during this episode about a preferred promise. But I just want to mention that this is a celebratory time for us, you know, because many of us, it looked like we were losing, but we didn't. It looked like we had lost, but we really won. There may have even been people that God put around us to surround us and protect us during this period. But this is an anniversary of survivors. You know, when I thought about the anniversary, I thought about how Noah, he survived the flood. Hagar, she survived when her and her son were evicted from their home. Abraham survived even when his nephew turned against him. Moses survived when his wife refused for him to circumcise his son. There's so many stories of survival, but you have yours as well. Hey, the comeback kid, that's who you are. What was supposed to break you down miraculously gave you a victory. Abigail, she survived even of the antics of the foolishness of her husband Nabal. And you too, you have survived one of the most trying times in history. You have survived. Some of us have survived the loss of loved ones, getting used to a new norm of wearing masks and different ways of presenting ourselves in public now. We survived our churches being closed. Some of us have, I mean, it's an anniversary of survival that we survived, what, a scandal. Maybe someone lied on you. Maybe you survived a negative impression that you even had about yourself, but maybe you've had time to think about how wonderful and how glorious and how magnificent you are made in the image of Almighty God. Some college students, they've survived it without actually, you know, walking across the stage. This is an anniversary, my beloved, of survivals. Some of you have begun to think about something that you've survived. All of us have survived through the lock up, the lockdown, the pent in, the shut in, survived rejection. God has covered many of our mistakes while we've had time in this survival mode. I want to salute you today on the anniversary of your personal survival. Yeah, you've made it. And I'm so grateful to be with you. Your mind is strong. Yes, it is. Your mind is strong. God hasn't forgotten you. Paul even reminded us in Galatians chapter 4 and 27. He said, "Rejoice, O barren woman who does not bear. Break forth and shout, you who are not in labor. For more numerous are the children of the desolate than of the one who has a husband." God's getting ready to multiply for us, because you survived for a purpose. Now you're about to move into the realm of thriving. Hey, you may have even survived cancer. I want to say I salute you today. But God wants you to rejoice, because he's about to make up for some lost time for us. Someone may have counted you out, but you live to tell the story. You live to declare the works of the Lord because of your strength and your courage. Yes, you survived. And I'm so happy to be with you today, talking with you, because my affirmation for you is you are supernaturally anointed by God the Father. You're full of knowledge and wisdom and the Spirit of God. You have faith to make life-changing effects in the lives of others. And as you give, guess what? You receive more back in return. Marvelous things are happening in and through you now. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Yeah, let's look at some things today. I want to talk to you today. As I mentioned, I want this episode to focus in on a preferred promise. And it's going to narrow us in on the redemptive power of a blessing. The redemptive power of a blessing from God. You have a preferred status. You know, there are places, like when you're at the airport, they have a special line for preferred seating. Yeah. You get in line first, a first class or preferred seating, and you're able to get ahead of the crowd. You have an opportunity to relax and put your bags up in the overhead and get comfortable before the crowd begins to come in. I want to talk to you today about a preferred promise from God. And why do you have the preferred promise? Because God loves you. Because he loves you. That's what the prophet Isaiah said. I have loved you, says the Lord. And then we even ask, how have you loved us, God? Hey, the preferred promise. The preferred promise. You know, a promise is a blessing from God. And the blessing is redemptive. What do you mean by that, Glovina? It's liberating. It's has a saving power within it. It has an emancipating power to set you free, and then it is actually laced with divine favor. God has given you promises to hold on to, and when you hold on to these preferred promises, I don't want you, don't neglect to pass them on to others. It's going to multiply, just as when Jesus fed the multitude. As the disciples passed the food out, it multiplied. As you share your blessings, they will multiply. And this is actually a product or a sign that the covenant in your life is in full force and operation. Pass them on to your children. God's favor, God's blessing from one generation to the next. By all means, pass the blessing on. Because remember, the preferred promise, the preferred blessing is twofold nature, redemptive, and it has favor. The spoken favor of God. And bless others, my beloved. Because you will receive, and you have received, the power to have a fruitful and productive life. And it is imparted through the blessing. It's imparted to this preferred promise that God has given you. And God has actually spoken this over humankind, over humanity. If we could just peek back and reference Abraham. Abraham received a blessing from Melchizedek after he gave him his tithes. The lesser will always be blessed by the greater, and the greater receives from the lesser. Even before Rebekah married Jacob, her family blessed her. They spoke a promise over her. And once you've been blessed, once this preferred promise is spoken over you, hey, listen up. It's irrevocable. Have you ever waited until that 30 days expired and they said, I'm sorry, the 30 days has passed? Your blessings, they're irrevocable. No one can put a time limit on your preferred promise from God. Once you're blessed, my beloved, it's irrevocable. Even Jacob, you know, Jacob in the Old Testament, he wrestled to receive a blessing from the angel of God. He wrestled for the blessing. I mean, this is how precious it is. He was willing to wrestle for the blessing, the preferred promise. There is even a high priest blessing that has a preferred promise in it. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. A preferred promise for you. Why? Because God loves you. Because God loves you. It's a beautiful thing to know that blessings are being spoken over you and promises are being released in your life. This means something. It lifts you to a higher consciousness in God. It lifts you to a place where even when the tough times come, you look unto God as the author and the finisher of your faith. You look to God and you draw from that promise, God loves me. You draw from that promise that Jesus spoke over you, my beloved, as he spoke over his disciples. You're the salt and you are the light of the world. You're so much full of salt and light. You're preserved. Your promises are irrevocable that you can even bless those who curse you. You don't have to return evil for evil. You can bless. God gave you this power, and it is power. God even gave a prayer of blessing to Moses and Aaron. He said to them, he said, I want you to impart divine favor upon the children of Israel. And that's what we're talking about today. A preferred promise, and you taking that blessing of a preferred promise and speaking it over others, and including in the name of Jesus. Pray in Jesus' name. And if I can go a little step further, pray. His Hebrew name, Yahshua. We know him as Jesus the Christ. But pray in his name. Include his name in your prayers. Because God is actually the one that's going to do the blessing. We're going to speak it by faith. And what we receive from God comes by means of the spoken word. I spoke to some of God's precious people yesterday that it is time for us, I'm talking to the survivors, to begin to prophesy over your life. Speak prophetic words. Speak what God wants to happen in your life, and you know what God wants for you is good. Speak that. Begin to prophesy. Oh, my God. Look in the mirror, eyeball to eyeball. Don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. And it may sound a bit odd for me to say this to you during this episode, but just spend some time with you and look in the mirror and even say, I love you. Proclaim over yourself as you look eyeball to eyeball. God loves me. You can even ask him, God, do you love me? And you'll hear his sweet, enduring answer. I'm talking to survivors today. It's an anniversary for us. When you receive even the new birth, you speak it out of your mouth. Remember the scripture that says, faith, what? Cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have a covenant with God. You have a covenant that has released preferred promises in your life. Now begin to relate this promise and these blessings to the covenant that was cut with blood for you. It's a redemptive covenant. It's an emancipating covenant. You've been set free by the power of Almighty God. When I say it's redemptive, you've exchanged an old nature for a new nature. There's been a transference of power. You know, it's like when you purchase property, there is a deed of transfer. It transfers that property to you. You've been brought back. And Jesus now has put us, you, my beloved, back in right standing with God Almighty, the Creator. Yahweh Elohim. Hey, our old life. It's like when you go to the car dealer and you take them the old car and you drive away with the new one. But this time, if there's any junk in the trunk, leave it there and let them dispose of it. You just get in your new vehicle and come on, get on that path of destiny. You're released from the past. You're a survivor. Don't take for granted what you have been through, even before this past 12 months. I want you to lift your head high, put your shoulders back, and begin to take steps forward. And let the power of a survivor resonate in you. Because that resonating power will stir up that preferred promise. And you'll have confidence because you'll know I've been rescued. Hey, I've been emancipated. I've been delivered. I'm walking in divine substance now. Many times we have to give up something to get something better. You fill in the blank on that one. But I'll fill in one. Jesus gave his life for us. God hears your prayers when you're crying out to him for mercy for yourself or for those you love and you're concerned about, and that you want to be forgiven. God hears. And he imparts life through the preferred promise of eternal life. And don't take it for granted. Salvation is a blessing. That's a preferred promise for you. This is some radical stuff today. We're alive because Jesus died in our place. You're alive. Your spirit is alive. Your being. And I want to add that. Some of us are so secure now in who God is in us and that God promised never to leave us nor forsake us. We're locked in. We believe it. And we believe it so, my beloveds, that now we're able to step out in faith in a brand new dimension. Because you have the preferred promise. Even Joseph's son received, the younger one, received the preferred promise. Joseph's son received the preferred promise when the grandfather switched the hands and blessed the younger one with the greater blessing. I'm talking about a preferred promise. Because the right hand, my beloved, carries the double portion. When you lift the right hand, that is the hand of authority. The right hand carries more responsibility. When you hear someone say, that's my right-hand person, they carry more responsibility than the others. The preferred promise. It's in you. Release it and walk in it. Prophecies being fulfilled in our lives right now. Oh, boy. The preferred promise. The strength in the spoken word. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it, my beloveds. Remember I said to you, why is God doing all of this? Why did he give us a preferred promise? Why is he keeping us? Why did we survive? God loves you. God wants the very best for you. And before I begin to close things for this episode, I want to caution. Don't just base your blessings upon material blessings. Don't complain and say that God didn't love you or doesn't love you or God doesn't love people that are less fortunate. God loved us so much, according to Paul in the book of Romans, that God's love for us was revealed, that he would even allow his son to be murdered, to be crucified. God reaches into the life of his son, his firstborn, and he extracted a blessing for us, a preferred promise, giving us divine entrance into the kingdom of God. Oh, my God. Do you ever think about, did Jesus want to one day marry and have a family? But he transferred his glorious life, his victorious life, his precious life to us and gave us a preferred promise. He redeemed us back. Yeah. So I want to encourage you, declare, favor and preference and grace over your life and over your children's life and everyone connected to you. You have the right as a child of God to walk in the preferred blessings and to be released from bondage, released, emancipated from bondage. You speak the blessings, God will do the rest. You speak the blessing because your mind is strong, and I want you to be pleased where you are right now and look forward to a positive future and begin to or continue to walk in the miraculous. Everything is just the way it is meant to be. You were meant to survive. Just be grateful for the lessons that you learned during the survival. Begin to see clearer. Begin to open up your thoughts and your mind to the preferred blessing, because inspiration is seeking you out right now. Inspiration is knocking on your door. God wants to come into your life and just release even more for you. You're locating solutions right now. Yes, you are. You're locating solutions because you survived, and there's some things that you have to get in order and fix. But I want to say to you, hello. I want to shout out to Deaconess Steen and Deaconess Terry today. Congratulations. I want to say hello to Rosemary and Jewel and Lois, Queen Jewel. I want to say hello. I want to say hello to Judy in Virginia. God bless you, Prophetess. I want to say hello to Latorsha. Keep coaching. Keep changing lives. Peter and Cynthia, thank you so much for your love and support. I want to shout out to Sean and Marlon, Steven and Nico and Jordan, Kayla and Lauren and Tandana, I love you so much. Carolyn and Cheryl, I'm sending you love. I'm sending love to you, Candy. Cameron in Nebraska, I love you. Margareta, hello. I want to say, hey, happy birthday, Nigel. I didn't forget about you. Courtney and Isaiah, we're praying for you. Be strong. You're going to do just fine. Apostle Carolyn, I love you. And you are so dear to me. LaDonna, what a faithful woman. I want to say hello to Helen. Keep your head up and keep walking strong. Reverend Rosemary, I want to holler out for your powerful conversation. You keep up the good work. I want to thank Terry for your support and your love. Fabio, you can do it, and you know what I'm talking about. You can nail that class. Jackie, keep being an inspiration to your family. I want to shout out to all the service members all over the world that are serving. I love you. I respect you. I'm praying for you. I want to say hello to my beautiful niece, Sonia. Michiko and Yuji, keep up the good work. Dominique, thank you for that affirming scripture. Dr. Patra, we're praying for you and we love you. I want to say hi. Maddie, welcome home. Cynthia in Italy, thank you for your encouragement, your beautiful suggestions. It means so much to me. Sheila, you keep singing. God is getting the glory from your life. Well, you're an awesome group of people, and I love you. And I want you to know that God is watching over you. And don't you be dismayed. God loves you. And there is not a weapon that is formed against you. You're going to walk through it. And you're going to definitely enjoy what God has for you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.